Chapter 3. Life in Africa. At last, the SS Mantola reached Mombasa in Kenya. And there I was met by a man from the Shell Company. He gave me a ticket to go to Dar es Salaam in Tanganyika, now called Tanzania.
"It'll take you a day and a night to get there," he said. "You'll travel on a boat called the Dumra."
What a lucky man I was. I could visit all these wonderful places for free, and I had a good job at the end of it. When the Dumra arrived in Dar es Salaam, I saw white sandy beaches and tall, beautiful trees. Behind them were lots of dark green trees close together where dangerous animals might live. Next to the beach was the small town of Dar es Salaam. The houses were white, yellow and pink, and along the water were trees with bright red flowers. To me, it was all wonderful, beautiful and exciting. And it continued to be for all my time in Tanganyika. There were no boring grey clothes, and I never had to get on a bus or a train. Only three young Englishmen worked for the Shell Company in Tanganyika. I was the youngest and the newest. When we were not travelling around the country, we all lived together in the large Shell Company house outside Dar es Salaam. In the Shell Company house, five people worked for us. We had a cook and a gardener, and we each had someone to look after us. 19-year-old Umdisho looked after me, and he knew everything about my life. Umdisho worked for me, but he was also my friend. He did not know how to read or write, and he could not believe that the world was much bigger than Africa. He was intelligent and he learned quickly, so I taught him to read. He was a very good and hard-working student. When you worked in Dar es Salaam, the first thing you had to do was learn Swahili, a language of Tanganyika and many other African countries. With some books and some hard work in the evenings, I learned enough in a few months. When you passed a Swahili exam, the Shell Company paid you £100, which was a lot of money in those days. I was very happy to get it. Sometimes I had to travel around the country for work. Umdisho always came with me, and we took the old Shell Company car and were away for a month each time. We travelled west to Lake Tanganyika in the middle of Africa, and south to Nyasaland, now called Malawi. After that, we went east towards Mozambique. We visited Shell customers who bought our fuel for their machines. You did not have to be very intelligent to do my job, but you did need to be strong. I loved this life. We saw wonderful wild African animals, but we always had to be careful about snakes. When we were out on the road, we often saw snakes travelling along in front of the car. Drivers had to be very careful. If the car hit a snake, then the snake might fly in the air and then fall into the car on top of you. I cannot think of anything worse than that. People new to Tanganyika quickly learned which snakes were killers. The really bad one in Tanganyika is the black mamba. It is never frightened of people and always attacks. And if it bites you, you die. One morning, I was in the bathroom. Salimu, who worked for us, was in the garden. Through the window, I saw him working with a rake. Then I saw the snake. It was 2 meters long and as thick as my arm. I was sure that it was a black mamba, and it was going towards Salimu fast. I opened the window and shouted in Swahili, "Salimu! Salimu! Huge snake! Behind you! Quickly! Quickly!" Salimu turned and saw the snake. There was nothing more I could do. Salimu could not run away because the snake was faster than him. Now it was only 5 seconds away from him. Salimu sat down, put one leg straight out behind him, held the rake in his hands, and waited. He stayed very still for those long 4 or 5 seconds. When the snake was close, wham! Salimu attacked first and hit the middle of the snake with the rake. Salimu held the rake, trying to keep the snake still. I ran outside. "What should I do?" I shouted. "It's okay," he called. "I've broken its back. It's shaking, but it can't move." He hit the snake's head with the rake, and suddenly it stopped moving completely. Then he looked at me and smiled. "Thank you," he said. Saving someone's life makes you feel good. I felt good all day, and then, every time I saw Salimu, I felt good again. Mdisho, on the left, and the other men who worked for us. The Shell Company house in Dar es Salaam.